So we just went over loops in C sharp. Now we're going to combine branches and loop statements in a bit of a challenge.
Ooh, challenge time. All right, so let's do this. I'm going to clear out my main, my hello world, because I know that the challenge will go here. So let's see if we can combine ifs and looping constructs and solve this. So what are they asking us to do?
Right, so at the end of this doc, we're getting some instructions. So see if we can write C sharp code and find the sum of all integers 1 through 20 that are divisible by 3. And I guess we'll just print those out.
Okay.
Okay.
So all integers from 1 to 20, so 4 1 to 20.
Right. So we'll probably be checking all integers 1 through 20. So let's create a for loop.
So I'm going to do that. See, I just do that again. I type 4, and I can go tab, which
magic.
Is kind of cool. Or I could type it myself. I could say 4, open the parentheses up, and we said we would start with something, right?
Yeah, and we should probably start at 1.
Okay.
Because instead of 0, this says check 1 through 20, and then semicolon to start the next section.
Okay, so this is the if statement.
Yeah, so while 1 is, well, while I is less than 20 is probably what we want.
Well, is less than 20, but it would be 1 through 20, so it would be either less than or something we haven't seen before, which is less than or equal to 20.
Good point.
Or we could say less than 21. Kind of depends on how you think.
Right. So it would stop when I was 21, which would have been right after it had run when I was 20.
Right. And this is a personal taste thing. I kind of like that one. Let's see if that works. And
yeah,
if it doesn't,
like
we can try it another way. Okay. And then I needs to go up.
Right. So I++.
I++. All right. Now, when you're typing, your code isn't ready yet. It's not complete. So Visual Studio might be giving you little squigglies. Mm-hmm. And that can make you nervous as a new programmer. And that's okay. They're telling you that something's expected. And that's fine. We're not quite there yet, right? We haven't made the full statement. So don't worry until you think it's done, and then it doesn't work.
Right.
All right. So I added some braces right there, and I'll do that again just to show you.
Yeah, this will probably be multiple lines.
And when I made the opening brace, Visual Studio gave me the other brace. And you might find yourself in a situation like I just did where I actually deleted a brace. Make sure you kind of count them. You can see I'm, in fact, missing 2 right there, and the squiggles will go away. Mm-hmm. All right, so 4 divisible by 3. So we need to, we're not counting all numbers.
No.
Over there, we're doing just the one divisible by 3.
Yeah, so let's check if is divisible by 3.
So I can go divided by 3, but that's not really what I want, right? I want to know if it can be divided.
Yeah. You want to make sure it's like evenly divided by 3.
Right, now remember, integers are weird because when you divide by odd numbers, you can get remainders.
Right.
So what do I want to do? I want to say,
use the modulus operator.
Okay. Now, can be a little confusing. So you're saying if this is divided by 3, but it has to be a Boolean. See how it actually says that? Look, I can't make an integer a Boolean. We're trying to divide by 3.
Right.
The remainder is a Boolean. So how do we do that, right?
Well, we want to make sure that the remainder is 0 because it evenly divided.
Right.
So let's put equals equals 0.
Right. I misspoke. The remainder isn't a Boolean. The remainder would be 0. If it was a smooth division.
Right, if it went well.
So if it went well, equals equals 0. Okay, so if it's the case that 3 can be evenly divided, cool.
Yeah, so it looks like we went to, did it say report the sum?
Write code to find the sum.
The sum of all integers.
Okay,
so let's create another variable that will keep a tally of all of the numbers adding up.
Ooh, so this brings up a good point, because I could make the sum right here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, let's do this. So if I go sum, and then I say, okay, sum equals sum plus number. Plus I. I keep saying number. Let's say I.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting, because here it says, well, I don't know what sum is, and I'm putting this integer inside this if, inside this for, inside of main. We're thinking about what's called scoping.
Yeah. So we actually want this sum to, every time we iterate through the loop, we want it to add I if it qualifies and because it's divisible by 3. Mm-hmm. So we want to declare sum outside of the for loop.
Right. Otherwise, we'll get a new sum each time. That sum will always be the wrong number. So we're going to take that int sum and would we put it here?
No.
Is that far enough out?
Because we want it outside of the for loop.
Okay, so we'll put it out here.
Yeah. So this way, when we repeat the for loop, that sum variable will just be continually adding up and not be reset with each loop.
And then now it's saying it's been unassigned. We need sum to start at something. Do we start at 1 or start at 0 or start at 2? Yeah. We'll start at 0. So we're going to go and be specific. When we make a new sum, our sum will start at 0. And then when we see something divisible by 3, we'll go and we'll do the adding.
Yeah.
Sound good? And then where should we go and do our console.writeline? Probably at the end of it all.
Sounds good.
Console.writeline. You see how that's called IntelliSense? It's giving us a hint and I don't have to type. And then let's put a string and let's go and say the sum is sum. And then see, I always end my statements with a semicolon. Cool. Now, this is where you look at it and you compile it in your brain.
Mm-hmm. And
think,
I'm like, ooh, yes.
I think it's going to work. I don't
my
know.
My brain compiler.
Yeah, or we can just run it and see if it works.
I like doing that too.
All right, let's take a look. Sum is 63. Is that the right answer? Now we got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, here it says, look, you should get 63 for an answer. And you can check one possible answer on GitHub. And the really good thing about this is that your answer might be different than our answer. And that's okay as long as it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And in future videos, we'll talk a little bit about testing and things like that, asserting your assumptions. But I think we got that one right. We got that challenge right. We successfully combined branches and loops together in a C# app that actually does some stuff.
Cool.
All right, so we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about like arrays and collections and putting all of this together into an even more interesting application.